That's right, Wolf. We're joined here by Senator Clinton of New York. Senator Clinton, you've been on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue when something like this has happened, of course, when our embassies were bombed around the world. What do you think the president needs to come out and say when he comes out and addresses the nation shortly?
Well, I do have, some understanding of how difficult a time this is for the entire country, and we're all united behind the president. We are, as you saw earlier, with the legislative leadership of our country from both houses of Congress on both sides of the aisle, saying just as clearly as we can that this was an attack on America, and the President of the United States is our president, and we will support him in whatever steps he deems necessary to take, both in the retaliation that will be called for, and also in the very important work of rebuilding New York and the Pentagon. We can't let these evil acts in any way deter us from, you know, making it clear that the United States is resolute, and we are going to support the president.
And are you getting any new information from law enforcement out of New York about just the extent of the loss in New York?
John, I don't think we even have an inkling of the devastation. We've not really had the kind of coverage at Ground Zero that would show what I'm hearing. Rubble sometimes up to your waist. Our firemen and police officers wading through dangerous circumstances trying to see if there are any survivors. The numbers of people who are injured and who we fear are casualties, I think will be terrible once they are fully understood. I'm very proud of New York City. The mayor, the police, the fire, all the people working in the emergency front lines have done a superb job. But, you know, New York is the global city. It's the symbol of American leadership. And, you know, these terrorists made a direct hit on who we are as a people. And New York has responded, and the national government has to stand behind us.
And, Senator, you had told us earlier that you had spoken at length with former president, your husband. What is Mr. Clinton saying?
Well, he's outraged and, you know, deeply angry, as I think all of us are. But is absolutely behind whatever this administration chooses to do, because he knows how important it is to speak with one voice on behalf of our country. This is something that he and I believe strongly, having been on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. And let me say, too, that our country not only has to retaliate directly against those who perpetrated this attack, but we have to make it very clear that we cannot permit any state, any government, any institution or individual to pursue terrorist aims that are directed at the United States or any country with impunity. So I'm hoping that this is the kind of dramatic, terrible catastrophe that unites the entire civilized world, so that it's not just an attack on the United States, it's an attack on everyone who cares about, you know, freedom and dignity and justice and humanity.
Now, we're told that the Congress has never been evacuated before, not during the War of 1812, not during the Civil War. This was an extraordinary day. Of course, you are coming back. We had the display of unity on the steps of the Capitol. But is any business really going to be able to be done here? I mean, we've entered a new phase here, haven't we?
I don't think so, John. I think that clearly, because of the uncertainty that surrounded first the attacks in New York and then the attack on the Pentagon, it was prudent for these buildings to be evacuated. And I certainly went along with that, as did my staff. I think, though, tomorrow you'll see that, the Senate and the House will be back in session. We will be debating a resolution that really expresses our very strong feelings of outrage about this. And then we're going to be getting down to the hard work of determining what we need to do. I've, you know, told my colleagues that this is the kind of devastating attack and loss of life that is almost beyond imagination. And, you know, New York is going to need a lot of help. I was pleased that, we asked for an emergency declaration of disaster. I talked with the governor, and he's been extraordinarily involved in all of this. But we're going to need the federal government, the entire nation, to stand behind New York.
Okay, well, Senator Clinton, we thank you very much for joining us. I know you've got a busy time ahead of you. Thank you. And, Wolf, back to you.